temporary ceasefire didn't hold. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. That's what Ukrainian officials are saying amid efforts to evacuate residents from two cities in the southeast, one of them Mariupol.
Despite those ceasefires, Russia continues to shell civilian areas. The death toll also continues to rise. We now gather that Russian troops are moving in on the country's second largest nuclear power station, one day after attacking the largest power station. Control of these gives significant control over the population and also their energy.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in the capital of Kyiv. Russia's defense ministry claims the firing came from inside both cities against Russian positions. As the Russian offensive grows, so are nuclear fears.
No radiation was released from Russia's successful assault on the Zaporizhia nuclear plant in the southeastern city of Enerhodar, according to international monitors. Workers remained on site, reportedly at gunpoint by occupying Russian troops. The country's president blaming Moscow for reverting to what he called nuclear terror.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Poland this morning, one day after reiterating that NATO would not be establishing a no-fly zone over Ukraine.
The very ideals that bind us, freedom, democracy, peace, security, are under threat in this region as never before, certainly not since the Second World War.
Later this hour, U.S. senators are expected to hold a video conference with Ukraine's president. In the wake of Western sanctions, Russia's flagship airline will halt all international flights except to Belarus starting Tuesday. Today in Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin visited a training center for Aeroflot pilots. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Spirited debate in the Georgia Senate over a bill that would prevent state agencies and local governments from requiring COVID-19 vaccines until the middle of next year. Republicans argue inoculation should not be forced. Democrats say the legislation would feed unfounded beliefs that the vaccine is somehow unsafe. The measure now moves to the House for more debate. Mask and vaccine mandates will soon be a thing of the past in New York City.
As of this Monday, Mayor Eric Adams says students will no longer have to wear masks in school. And public venues, including restaurants, theaters, and gyms, will no longer have to demand proof of vaccination.
This is about giving people the flexibility that is needed to continue to allow not only safety, but we have to get our economy back on track.
Mayor Adams says businesses can still demand proof of vaccination, but they don't have to, and parents can still voluntarily send their kids to school with masks. Roger Stern, Fox News.
Two Chicago police officers are recovering after being shot early Friday. One of the officers was online at an outdoor hot dog stand. The other was sitting in a police cruiser. Authorities say shots were fired when a man who was also online dropped a gun.
The offender reaches into his pocket, pulls out money, but a gun falls out and hits the ground. The offender picks up the gun and without any warning begins shooting at the officer, striking one officer with a grazed wound to the head, and the other officer who's awaiting in the squad car shoots three times into the squad car.
Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown says that officer was shot in the leg. The suspect fled but was picked up a short time later by an undercover cop who heard the gunfire. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.